Okay, today's daf is Chala Daf Zayin, and we are on Vav Mabez, up to the next halacha of Hashrasha. So the Mishnah had said back on Daf Aleph, about the five grains, talking about the Isser of Chadash. And the Mikamara says now, commenting on the Mishnah's line about the Hashrasha, Mishrishu Kodom Omer, Omer Matiran. If the Hashrasha, if the grain takes root before the Omer, so then the Omer matters it, and then that becomes Mutter. If it doesn't take root until after the Omer, then you have to wait to the following year for the Omer, for the next Omer to be Matirit. So what does it mean that it has to take root before the Omer? What part of the Omer process does it have to take root by? So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yonah Amar Kotem Lahava. Rabbi Yonah says before the Havas Omer, meaning the Hakravas Omer. That's what we hold before you actually bring it. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kodem Kitsira. No, it has to take root before you cut the Omer the night before on Motsoi, the first day of Pesach. We read the whole process of Kitsira on the in the Shayas and Maseches Menachos. So it has to be before that. So Nafkamina, right in between. If something takes root, if you know that it takes root after the cutting that night before the bringing, so that's a nafkamina. According to Rabbi Yonah, that would still be matired by the Omer. According to Rabbi Yossi, it has to be take root before the Kitsira. Rabbi Yonah, the Gemara explains the two. Rabbi Yonah explains, Hava'a materes lahava'a, Kitsira materes laksira. Rabbi Yonah says that the Hava'a, the bringing of the actualizing of the Hakravas Omer, that's matir. The Hava'a, the bringing it into your house and to eating it. Kitsira materes kitsira. And the Kitsira Omer is matir, the cutting of the grains. But they're each separate. Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi is a big chiddush. Kitsira materas hava v'kitsira. The kitsira sa'omer is the key. Rabbi Yossi does not say that the hava is mater anything. Look at the Rashi Elio. For Rabbi Yossi savar tahava eina materas klala hediot ela kitsira hu desharya kitsira vava. Right, according to Rabbi Yossi, the kitsira does everything. Kitsira does everything. Look at the Mishnayos in Menachos describe this, right? And even though it says that to note that that according to Rabbi Yonah, right, that the hava, what we hold, that it's the hava that's matir. Hava is matir what? It's matir. We know that the shtei alechem is matir for chulin. The omer is matir for chulin. The omer that we bring on the second day of Pesach is matir one to partake chulin. What about le karban? So that really the shtei alechem lechatchila. But bidi eved. If I brought a karban from chadash after the omer, then it's kosher bidi eved. If it's even before that, it's not kosher, it's possible bidi eved. But if I brought it before, there's something that's matired bidi eved even for the kachim. The Mishnah talks about this in Menachos, again in the 10th parak. The 10th parak describes the whole process of Parak Rabbi Yishmael. Parak Rabbi Yishmael, the Mishnah describes what exactly is the process. Ketzad hayu osin, what they used to do for the Kitsiras Omer, Shluchei Bezin Yotzim Erev Yantiv, right? We have to look at this because there's no Yerushalmi on Kachim, so whenever something in Kachim comes up, it's good to look at some of the sources. So the Shluchei Bezin used to go out from Erev Yantiv, right before the first day of Pesach. V'osim oso krichos b'mechub l'karko, they used to tie them so they'll know which ones they're going to cut and to designate them, and they will leave them in the ground, not to cut them yet. K'deshi noach l'ksar, so it'll be easier to cut them on Motsoi Yantiv. V'kol ha'yaros ha'smukot l'shem is and all the cities that are close by used to gather Kadeshi Nixar Beisa Gadol, so that it's cut with a big group. And Barovam, Kivasha Hashecha, once it got dark on Motsoi the first day of Pesach, Omer Lahem, Ba Hashemesh, Omrim Hain. Ba Hashemesh, Omrim Hain. But they did it three times. They used to ask, Magal Zusha, use this cutter? Omer lo hein, kupa zu, should put it into this, b'shabbos omer lehem, b'shabbos omrim zu, omrim hein. They used to say, if it was Shabbos, we'd say three times, they asked the kotzrim, the whole process. And then we say, ekser, v'emom lo ksar, ekser, v'emom lo ksar. Should I cut? Yeah, cut. Shlosh advarim, I'll call davar v'davar, three times, v'emom lo hin, hin. They used to make a big deal about it. Why did they make such a big deal about it? Because of the Karites. Kokach lama mebeha baitusim. Shaya omrim inksir sa omer bomosa yantif. Remember the baitusim, those that are kofar and Torah Shabbat Peh, that they said mimachar as a Shabbos always being Sunday, 7 weeks after. That's when Shavuos is, and the Gemara Darshins, right? Svartam lachem yimachras haShabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos. Therefore, the Omer is only cut on a Motzi Shabbos also. So we make a big deal to go against them. And the Gemara, the Mishnayos describe, again, in the 10th parak, Kitsaruhu unasu bakupos, they cut it, and they would bring it to the Azara. Hayim mahavhafin oso ba'or, machlok is exactly how they were prepared, how they were roasted, that they put it out in the Azara, they got it all ready, and they started grinding, and they grinded, and they grinded, they grinded a number of times, and they prepared it for Hakrava. And then the Mishnah says, the one that's related to us now, Mishakarav HaOmer, whence the Omer was Chukrav, Yotzin Umotzin Shuk Yerushalayim Shu Mole Kamach Vakali. Once the Omer was Chukrav, they found the Shuk that was full. Shalom Bertzon Chachamim. Dear Meir says the whole Shuk was full of grain. They obviously did this beforehand. They weren't supposed to. And the Rebuta says, no, it's Bertzon Chachamim. We're not going to get to the Machlokas. But the second half is what's related to us today. Mishakarav HaOmer Huter HaChadosh Miyad. Right? We hold what the Mishnah says here in Menachos. Once the Omer was Chukrav, then the Chadosh is Mutter, Varechokim Mutar Mechatzos Hayom Al Ha'alan, and the ones that are distant could assume from Chatzos, as we discussed in the last year, because you can know that the Kohanim did it from then. But again, that's when it's Mutter. And then what does this say in the next Mishnah? Ha'omer Hayamatir B'Medina Ushtei Alechem HaMikdash. The Omer is Matir outside the Beis HaMikdash for Hulin, and the Shtei Alechem is Matir on Shavuos for the new grain to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. Ein Mevi'in Menachas Ubikur B'Minchas Behema Kodim La'Omer. But one is not allowed to bring a Mincha, right, or any, the Nesachim, Minchas HaOmer, as we said, that either means the Nesachim or it means the Minchasota before the Omer. V'mhevi Pasal, if it was brought before the Omer, it's Pasal. But Kodim L'Shtei Alechem Lo Yavi, it's not supposed to be brought before the Shtei Alechem. V'mhevi Kasher, Bidi Eved, the Omer is also Matir for Kudshim, for Karbonis Mincha, get B'di'evet. One is not supposed to, but that's what it is B'di'evet. And the Arm first Mishnah in Chala is also brought there in Menachos, Perakud Mishnah Zayin, the same exact Mishnah is brought there, obviously for Omer purposes there, but it's the same Mishnah. Chitim, Sa'orim, Shifon, right, that doesn't say the words Chamisha Tvarim, but that's that Mishnah. Okay, so let's get back to our Gemara. So we have a Machlokas, Reb Yona, and Reb Yosi, about when the Omer matters. Is it when you cut it, or is it when you are makrivit? Says the Gemara, Lofum Kain, one second, we have a problem, because based on this, Lofum Kain, the Marav Folder says, Kushyahi, right? It's a language of a leading of a question. Rabbi Yossi once showed and illustrated a nafkamina between his shita and Rabbi Yona's shita. What's a nafkamina? And it's clear from the illustration that the shita should be flipped. Because Rabbi Yossi Chaviba cuts her larabim v'nitma. What happens if you cut the Omer? So, according to the Shia that of Ketzira, it should all be mutter. V'nitma, but then before you get to bring the Omer, the grain that you cut became tame. So then what do? You can't bring it. So, what's the halacha chazar yachad isuras? You have to get new Omer to cut. And everything stays usser. Chazar hayachid le'isuro. Maybe there was potential for it to be matired, but Usser, what do you see from there? That it's the hakrava. The hakrava is what matters, because if it was the cutting, then it would be mutter ready. Right? The cutting is mutter, so it was once you cut it, it's done. But Rabbi Yossi says that no, it's still usser. But one second, didn't Rabbi Yossi say that the ksir is enough? It must be that the shitas are flipped. So the Gemara says, okay, flip the shitos. Rabbi Yona Amar Kodem Ketzira. Rabbi Yona is the one that says before the Ketzira. That's the Ketzira is Matir. Rabbi Yossi Omer Kodem Lava. And Rabbi Yossi is the one that says Kodem Leha Kodem Lahava. Good. Amar Rabbi Yona Milsa. Now we're going to go with the new version of the Machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yona Milsa the Kahana Misayali. Rabbi Yona says the following drasha of Kahana. Right, we haven't had him in a while. The Mills of the Father George of Kahana supports me. Rabbi Yonah again, according to this version, says you go by the Ketzira. The Kahana Amar, because the Kahana Darshin, the Pasuk, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Vim Takriv Minchas Bikurim Lashem, in Perek Beis of Vayikra, you have all the Karbanis Mincha. Remember, it's very organized. Perek Aleph is all about Ola, and Perek Beis is all about Mincha, and then Perek Gimel and Perek Dalet, you have all about the Shlamim and Chatos, every every karma gets a perek. So avim takrim minchas bikurim. If you bring the mincha of bikurim, the mincha bikurim is another name for the karbana omer, right? That's the brought from the first grains. Vim takrim minchas bikurim lashem. And if you bring the minchas bikurim, at the end of the pasuk is aviv kalui ba'esh. As we saw, it has to be roasted. We just noted there's a machlokas tanom exactly how it's roasted. Geras karmel, karmel where it's ripe. Takriv is minchas bikurecha. Right, you have to bring your the mincha of your bikurim. So the pasuk says, "V'ndakam bikurim Hashem." So we darshin from the word bikurim. It says the word bikurim there. Zu bichera. This one is it's ripe, right? It has to be ripe, and you bring it as it grew. Ha'acheres, everything that it was matired lo bichera doesn't have to be ripe yet. It could be in very early stages of growth. So that's what we darshin. What you bring has to be ripe, but in matirs, much that isn't ripe. So what is it? What's not ripe? Hagatz macha afilu asavim, afilu ashrasha. Right. Even if it's just little growths of like grass, even if it's just took root. Haomer ba mi umatir. The omer is matir. The omer is matir. That's what we darshan. And the Gemara says now v'lo kodem kitzira anan kaimin. And isn't that pasuk talking about kitzira? So unclear exactly. The mafreshim wonder on the page, but they all come up with a different pirish. How do you know this pasuk is talking about Kitzira? Where do you see that? So Rav Chaim Gadievsky says that's the lashon of Takriv. If you look at the Rav Chaim Gadievsky, the Chisakriv Mashmale Lashon Kitzira. He thinks when you bring it close, well, I guess what's the first step of bringing it close? The Chisakriv, so that's Lashon Kitzira. And you see in the pasuk, it's talking about Kitzira, and it's alluding to ripe and unripe. And unripe is referring to even just hashrasha. So if the hashrasha takes place before the kitzira, that would be enough. Continues Rav Chaim Kanievsky, v'nimsa mehai kra shaminan. So you know from this pasuk, mi demichi katzer la huter es shehishrish. Right, once you cut it, it matters what has taken root already. Aval hishrish lo basar the katzer lo. But if it takes root after the kitzira, that would not be good enough. You look at the Mara Folda, he has a different shot, a different word in the pasuk. He says, v'al karchach lefnei kitziris omer anakaimi. We must be talking about before kitzira. Taksiv bikra karmel. Right, Carmel, that's the next phrase of the pasuk. Geres Carmel. Vahainu shatvua bekashia. Carmel means the tvua is ripe. Shu rach umale. It's full and soft, so you're talking about what the tvua looks like as you're about to cut it. So that's how you understand from the pasuk. Rabbi Abayis, Kitzira Kaiminan. Okay, so it's from the continuation of the pasuk. Either way, Rav Yonah says that I think Kahada supports me because this pasuk is about Kitzira, and that's the important point in the process of the Havasa Omer. Va'od Minada, and also from the following, he brings another raya that you should go by the Kitzira. Again, we don't paska this way. That's another example of going through a shak levitaria delo aliba de hilchasa. But this is the Gemara's way. V'yomen adah detani, because we learned in the following brisa hamenachesh bishlosh asar. Somebody happens to be weeding on the 13th of Nisan. Right, they have some time off. It's Chodesh Nisan. They're weeding their tefuah on the 13th of Nisan, and what happened by mistake? They don't want to pull it out yet, right? You're not supposed to be kotzer before the omer. And by mistake, v'nitlash akelach biyado. By mistake, the stalk got pulled out of the ground. He's waiting. He didn't mean to pull out this stalk, and it got pulled out, right? The barafolta. Nitlash ashiboles min aretz. But the problem is, you want it to be matired by the omer. You want it to be matired by the omer. So what do? You want to stick it back in the ground. Because if it's out, it's not going to be... It's not going to be matir. So he says, "Shos l'bakam atina." You stick it back in into tina. Tina means moist earth where it's going to quickly take root again. It's quickly going to take root again enough time before the omer. Right? So that's the again. You're on the 13th of Nisan and it got ripped out. So you're going to stick it back into the ground into a moist spot so that it could grow. It could grow. And we assume Chazal tell us in various places here in the Seder Zerayim that it takes 3 days. Hashrasha is 3 days. We know that Hilchas Shabbos and elsewhere 3 days. So it's on the 13th. So you'll see 13th, 14th, 15th, as we'll see, the 3 days. Avaloba Maka Magrid. But you're not supposed to don't put it in a Maka Magrid, which is a drier area, because then it's not going to take root with enough time before the Omer. So the Gemara says, 3 days. You're on the, why did the Braisa Dafka say on the 13th? Hara yesh kan shlosha asar, farba asar, vachamisa asar. It must be because the only time it's going to be matired is because 13th, so 13th, 14th, 15th. So before the beginning of the 16th. Remember, the Ketzirah Saomer is done Lel Tezayin, the beginning of the 16th. So if you, the Brisa says 13th, to be able to have three 13th, the end of the 13th, what do you mean the end of the 13th? Any time of the 13th, you don't have a full day, or Mixas Yom Kukulo, Mixas Yom Kukulo, that gives you 3 days. That gives you 3 days, and that's why Dafka says the 13th. But what do you see? That you need to be finished, it has to have Ashrasha before the cutting of the Omer. That's why you need 13th, 14th, and 15th, because if you really needed just before the Avasa Omer, then maybe the Braisa could have said you're weeding on the 14th, because then 14th, 15th, 16th, then you could use from the morning of the 16th, when the Omer is brought, you already have Mixas Yom Kukulo. And maybe you could just become Mixas Yom Kukulo on both sides, just like we do, let's say, by Shiva. We do it on both sides. By Shiva, we have Mixas Yom Kukulo right after the Kvura, and Mixas Yom Kukulo on day 7. So, you can use Mixas Yom Kukulo on both sides, but it doesn't say that. Right? It says it has to be on the 13th, so it must be that you have to finish everything before the 16th, which is the time of Kitsiras, the time of Kitsiras Omer. So isn't that a raya? Rabbi Yonah says to me again that it's about the Kitsira. Interesting, the Lashon of Grid, we know from Arashi. We know from Arashi in Parshas Vayechi. Yaakov Avinu is talking to his son Yosef. Vayomer Yaakov al Yosef, Kel Shekai Nira Elai Beluz, Be'eretz Kenan, Vayavarech Osi, Hashem gave me a bracha. Vayomer Elai, Hinni Mafrecha Avir B'Sicha, he says, I'm going to give you, make you, multiply your seed. Unasaticha L'kal Amim, and I'm going to make you a great nation. V'nasati Yisaretz Azoz L'Zarecha Charecha, Achuzas Olam. I'm going to make this land. I'm going to give this land to you. V'yata, Shneva Nechal Al Dimlecha Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Right, what does he do here? He upgrades and uplifts the grandchildren. Ephraim and Manasseh, Kiruv and Shimon Yuli. Umalata Sharata Acharem L'Chayu, and this, everything that happens, anybody that's born afterwards will be part of these Shvatim. You're not going to have any more Shvatim. And then he's saying all these great things. And then he says, Ani Bavoi mi Padan, Mesa Alai Rachel Be'eretz Kenan Baderach. When I was, you should know, obviously when you were born, Rachel Imenu died on the way. Ba'od kivras eres lavoy afrata, ba'ek b'resha m'derech efras, he beis lachem, I buried her there. What is Yaakov referring to here? So if you look in the Rashi, Rashi says, what is it referring to? V'yafo pishani matriach alech alo licheni, v'ikar b'eres kenan. I know, I'm asking you right now to swear to me to bury me in Eres Kenan. V'lo kacha siti le'imcha, and I didn't do that to your mother, I didn't bring her, shaharei mesa samach l'beis lachem. Right, and I didn't bring her. Velo tomar, and then it says sheikvu alai gishamim, and don't say that. Oh, it was the rains, and it was too hard to bring her. Mila holicha ula kavra bechevron. Don't say that it was too hard to bring her to Maros Hamechpela. Eis hagrid haya, it was dry, like our lashon right here. Grid, it was dry. Shehaaretz chalula umenukeves kikvara. Right, the land was hollow. Let's say dry. And it was like a sieve, like Bereshim, and I didn't bring her, and I buried her there. That wasn't my decision. Lo hilichta afilu lebeis lechem achris alaretz viadati sheish bilibcha alai. I know what you're thinking. You're asking me to. I'm asking you to bring me to Eretz Kenan and schlep me, and I didn't schlep your mother. Avodalacha shapi adibur kverti Hashem. Know that it was because Hashem told me. It was apia dibur shetehei leEzra lebaneha kisheyigala yigla osam nevuzradan. When they go to Galus in the bayis rishon by the churban bayis rishon hayovrim derech sham, they would go out yatzas rachel al kivra uboche umevakeshes zalem rachamim, and rachel would go out and cry for them shneemar kol beramah nishma. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mishiva, right at the beginning, Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph, the Haftorah for Rosh Hashanah, V'yisachalif u'lasechnu Hashem, V'shavu banim l'gvulam. But there you have the lashon of Ace Grid. Ace Grid, I saw, and that's what our Gemara says here. It's an Ace Grid. That's the opposite of Tina. Grid is when it is dry. So let's just finish this Raya, and then we'll get back to this principle. So what does the Gemara say? Rabbi Yonah says, oh, it must be that I'm right, because the Braisa says 13th, 13th, 14th, 15th, you use Mixas Yom Kukulo on the first day, and that's why it has to be before the Ksira. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, I don't think that one's such a raya. Mil say to Rabbi Avina Messiah. Rabbi Avina was going to help me out. He's going to support me. Dama Rabbi Avina. Rabbi Avina says, Tipater. You can understand the Brisa that says the 13th. You know what the reason is why it says the 13th? Kahadam asisa. Bimakam shenogosh lalasas malacha brabasar. No, you know why it doesn't say 14th? Because it's a place where they didn't do malacha even on the morning of the 14th. After 14th is Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, to do malacha after chatzos, that's a din. You're not allowed to do malacha afterwards. What about beforehand in the morning? That's totally on the minhag, right? That's in the fourth parak in Pesachim. Makam shenahagu. That whole parak is about different minhagim. So makam shenahagu. So there it talks about different minhagim about whether you did malacha on the morning of. So if the reason, says Rabbi Yossi, that the Brisa didn't say the morning, it could have said the morning of the 14th. And then you could have viewed Mixas Yom Kikulo for both. And that could be before the Hava. That would have been fine. It didn't say that because maybe we're talking about a place where there was no malacha done on the 14th. And that's why he wouldn't be weeding on the 14th. So that is why it didn't say that. Says the Gemara, well, there are two things to talk about, but first we'll continue. We're in the middle of the phrase. What do you mean? It's mashma that, you know, they used to not do malacha on a place where they didn't do malacha on the 14th. Mashba, there were some places that did malacha on the 14th. Lo bitalush didn't, even in the place where they did malacha on the 14th in the morning, didn't they just do malacha bitalush? They only worked with already detached items. Shema bin mechubar. Did they really work with mechubar anyway? Right? The way that you're understanding the Bryce is that, oh, there are different places that do malacha in the morning. Some do, some don't. Nobody does malacha bin mechubar. Right, so how could you even say that's an ukimta? So where it says, who says, Ashkach Tani, I found a brisa, Makam Shenagu Lasas Malacha, Betalush, Ozan Afilu B'Mechubar. Right, they do it even B'Mechubar. Right, so what do you mean that, it has to be only Betalush? No, there are places that did Malacha, Betalush, and there are places that did Malacha, even B'Mechubar. So Rabbi Yossi has an okay understanding of the brisa. The reason that it doesn't say the 14th is because it's a makam shenagu shlo lasas malacha. But really, without that issue, it could have said the 14th, and then the hashrasha would have been before the havas omer. So therefore, there's no raya. Maybe there's even a raya the other way. Maybe there's even a raya the other way, but again, it's not mukhrach. Okay, so two things. Number one, so this halacha of malacha, doing malacha, on Erev Pesach, right? Erev Pesach is called Pesach in the Torah. It's really Erev Chag HaMatzos because the 14th is called Pesach. That's the day of the Kerman Pesach. That's a Psachim Daf Nun in the Bavli. The first Mishnah in the fourth parak. Makam Shenagu Lasos Malacha Ba'arvi Psachim Ad Chatzos Osin. Makam Shenagu Shelo Lasos Ein Osin. Right? So that's the Minag. Where did the Minag come from? So machlokes rishonim. Look at Rashi. Malkam shalgu shalo lasos kidei shalo ye torud bimalacha. Because Erev Pesach is so busy. There's so much to do. So there was a minhag accepted not to do malacha. Malacha doesn't mean malacha like Isser Shabbos malacha. It means all things not having to do with Inyani Pesach. So where did the minhag come from? Rashi. Kidei shalo ye tarud bimalacha v'yishkach biur chemso. And he might forget to do biur. V'shchitas ha-Pesach. V'tikun matzah. L'tzarech ha-layla. De mitzvah l'tzroach mi-bo'od yom. Kidei lahasev maher. Because we want to be able to sit and start the Seder right away at night. So you have to do all of these preparations before. And there's so much to do on Erev Pesach. So that's why the minhag developed of not doing malacha, kidamar perak basra, like the quotes of Gemara in Arvi Psachim, chot vin matzah b'leli psachim, bishol tinokos shelo yishnu. That is the Tosfos. If you look in the, that's a Rashi. Look in Tosfos. Tosfos says, Omeri b'shem riva, demeforish b'yerushalmi, maishna arvi psachim ishar yatif, mishum, dizman ha-pesach mechatzos ve'elach. Va'av yachid kamar hasam, it's the day of the Pesach, and what is that? What does that mean? It's the day of the Pesach. Tosfos here doesn't talk about Tirda. He talks about Pesach, and he says, since our carbon, it's a day of our carbon, and therefore we shouldn't be doing other things, right? He says, "Vav yachid kamaraz b'shayim mozashana b'yom shemevi carbon aser b'malacha." On a day that a yachid, any day, brings a carbon, that's it. He shouldn't be doing malacha. Uparachem ken yei kala yom aser kamo yachid shemevi carbon. So why is it the whole day? Why is it only the second half is the din, and the morning is the minag? Right, the time of the carbon is later on, and therefore The din is only later on. What about the talks about the carbon tamid, venira, and then so that's the Tosfos. If you look in the Balamar also, at the beginning of this perek, quotes that, and he quotes the Yerushalmi there, and the language of the Balamar. He says, nira mi mishna seinu, de mi chatzos v'amala einu tali b'minag, elo asur hu b'chomakom, right, post chatzos, it's not minag, that's the din. U'pirish b'Yerushalmi, einu b'din, shetei asuk b'malachtecha, the karban chakaraf. Right, not about tirda, but just about it's the yom of the karban. Lachin asur lasas malachim umikanan lomedim shebizman azeh sheeinu karban dino kishar arvei shabasos v'shar arvei yamim tovim b'makam shenagol lasos osin lefi haminag. So the Balamar says because of the reason is the karban, and Tosfos also says discusses it. You should say it's all mutter. According to Rashi, the tirda applies even today. But according to Tosfos, no. According to the Balamar, it doesn't. Tosfos does say at the end, "Tenir da'afiz manazed deleka hakrava kivan sheneesar oz asur la'olam." So he has a middle shita that once it's asur, even though the reason doesn't apply anymore. But according in Lamdis, Machlokas Rashi and the Balamar, the Bir Alacha discusses this Machlokas Rashi and the Balamar in the beginning of Taf Samach Ches. Taf Samach Ches. That's the Simon and Shulchan Aruch about Isser Malacha on Erev, Pesach, and the like. Good. So it says that's one. Number one, the other point to talk about is Mixas Yom Kikulo. The Achronim discuss, right, the Achronim discuss, Rav Shechter has this in Be'ikvi Atzon and Simon Yud Zayin, why is it the Gilyoni Hashas, so Yosef Engel quotes from the Maharami Panu on Daf Hei in Nazir, why don't we say on every Shabbos and Yantiv Mixas Yom Kikulo? You say Mixas Yom Kikulo by Shiva and by Nida. Say every Shabbos. I know I have a busy week. I want to get a head start. So Mixas Yom Kikulo, I did Mixas Yom on Shabbos. So, you know, that's, I'm finished. And why don't you say that? We think it's ludicrous, but why? Because, so the way that the Maharami Panu says, because you only say Mixas Yom Kikulo by Inyani Tuma and Avelus, like negatives. And you want to shorten them. But by Inyani Kedusha and Simcha, so that we don't say Mixas Yom Kikulo. Adarabba, he says, min aroy la hosif michala la kodesh. And that it was eromi zakosiv malei shivuazos. Right? That's what the Maharami Panu says. The problem is, Yosef Engel says, what about Nazirus? Nazirus is Kedusha. Nazirus is Kedusha, and we still say Mixi Kikulo by Nazirus. So that is that's the question. Therefore, Rav Soloveitchik gave another idea. Rav Soloveitchik said, no, Mixi Kikulo applies whenever there is a malos, he called it. What does that mean? A personal counting. Shabbos is fixed, and Yantif is fixed, right? It's not Yantif is the a day that's kavua on the calendar, right? It's not a day that I choose. It's not my personal counting. It has to be a personal counting for it to be Mixas Yom Kikulo. That's the malos, and that's the dinyan ziva vavelos v'cherem enam yamim akvuim beluach. I'm reading from Rav Shechter and Bikvei Atzon. No safim heimach al aluach v'shayachim dafka lo adam azeh befrat. So Mixas Yom Kikulo only applies to a malos. He even talks about it. He continues and says maybe there's a difference, right? If you look in the Torah, ziva has Mixas Yom Kikulo, but not nida, nida da araisa. And why is that? Because you not only need a malos, but you need a maisa. You need a nihug that's also done. So Rav Soloveitchik was mechalek between the two. But later on in the piece, right, is discussed Mixas Yom Kikulo, right? We know that we say it at the beginning of Shiva and at the end of Shiva. The Shulchan Aruch also says we say it at the end of Shiva, we say it at the end of Shloshim, Mixas Yom Kikulo, but we don't say it at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh. So why is that? So the Shach and the Taz both say that Mixas Hayom Kikulo, when you're talking about units of days that make up a week, that make up a month, then you can say Mixas Hayom Kikulo. But at the end of Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no Mixas Hayom Kikulo. Why? Because Yud Beis Chodesh is not made up of days, it's made up of months. So what do you say? Mixas HaChodesh Kikulo? Right, you can't say that. So the Shach and the Taz both say that that's the reason. Rav Soloveitchik gave a different reason why for Yud Beis Chodesh. Because he felt Yud Beis Chodesh, there are no nihugim of Yud Beis Chodesh, there are just isurim of Yud Beis Chodesh. There's nothing positive. Okay, Kaddish is a minhag, but there's no halacha nihugim. By the Shiva and Shloshim, he says there are positive nihugim, but not Yud Beis Chodesh, and that's why you would say there and not there. Okay, so that's the Mixas Yom Kikulo. Let's just do a little more. V'yimlava, Nashiyava Omer Abba. But the Gemara says, if the grain did not take root before the Omer, you have to wait till the next year's Omer. Rabbi Elazar Shaul, Maushi Yavi Omer Mehen. Fascinating question. Rabbi Elazar says, what happens if something took root too late? Let's say somebody took root right after the Omer, but it's really this year's crop. Could you use this grain for the Chadash of next year's Omer? It's this year's crop, clearly. It grew this year. Like an hour after the Omer was brought, it took root. So could you use this? It missed the cutoff. Could you use this for next year's Omer? So the Gemara says, what? What kind of question is that? Efshar Lomer? Is that possible? Chadash v'yashan in tormenu masu mizel zeh. V'yatam erhachin? Of course you can't. Of course you can't. Interesting. The Gemara says, of course you can't. Maybe this is a smach and a remez to where the Rama gets his sveksveka from. Remember a couple of days ago we mentioned this Rama. The Rama is a very challenging sveksveka that all the Achronim wonder. Right? By Chadash. Maybe Chadash is mutter. Because if you have Chadash that you don't know if it's from this year or last year, maybe it's mutter. Why? Because maybe it's last, the Rama's Lashon is, I'll read it, in Reis Adi Gimel, Safiki Mishana Sha'avra. Maybe it's last year's. And even if it's this year's, maybe it took root last year. And all the Achronim say, what kind of sex fake is that? That's one suffix. It's one question. Maybe it took root before or after last year's Omer. But the Ramah has it as two factors. Maybe it's last year's, and even if it's this year's, maybe Min Tesalom Mishana Zumi Kamakom Dilma Nishrasha Kodama Omer. Okay, so that's the, maybe it's a remez. This question of the Gemara is a remez to that suffix of the Ramah. There are other pshatim given, but we will stop here.